All right, talking with Devin Cooper. How's everything going, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. The coffee's kicked in. I'm finally a little more alert.
Yeah, same here. It is took a little bit of time, but it's kicking in.
Oh, yeah. You seem to be having a good weekend from every time I've run into you, whether it was at the Palomino or at the Met last night.
Yeah,
and everywhere in between.
It's been really good. It's cool having it because I live in Calgary, so it's cool for the CCMAs to be back here and get to hang out, go around to a bunch of venues and catch up with pals and play some tunes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
Oh, yeah. Now, I mean, you were a finalist for the top of the country, or semifinalist, sorry, for the top of the country. What was that experience like going through all that for you?
It was really cool. I was really honored to be asked to be a part of the program. I've been watching the program kind of since it started happening and have been a big fan of a lot of the artists that have gone through it and looked up to them over the years. So to be asked to be a part of it this year was really cool. And I mean, getting to go to Vancouver and record at the Warehouse and track a new tune. We got to hang out with Brian Adams and do all that kind of stuff. It was a really cool experience.
And the song you did for that was Underdog, which you've now released as a single now.
Absolutely.
Really good song, by the way. And I don't just say that. At a certain point, when I keep telling, like, every interview I say that, I was like, somebody's going to be like, oh, he's just saying that. I'm like, no, it's actually really good. I just wouldn't say it if I didn't think it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. I'm super pumped on it.
Yeah. Especially after, like, I started listening to your music, I'm just sitting there going, like, how is he going to top, like, I don't even know if it was a single or not, but Want Me. I was telling you this back on Wednesday night, like, when I didn't actually call it Wanted Me, but I was like, that song's just been on repeat almost ever since I found out. Like, okay, I'm interviewing this guy, listening to the music. Okay, this was just on repeat one. Don't need to listen to anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's actually crazy. That was the only tune on the record that didn't actually go to radio as a single.
Oh, wow.
But it's the most streamed song that I have. So, who knows?
Then they're going like, this sounds like one you put to radio, too. I'm like, wow.
We might be doing a little edit and putting it out there in the new year, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, Underdog wasn't on your album there, so does that mean this is going to be for a new EP, a new full album?
This is the start of the next body of work.
Nice.
So, we got a bunch more stuff coming out next year, and we'll lead to the next record.
I love the body of work. It's like, I don't know if it's an album, don't know if it's an EP. I'm not committing one way or the other.
There will be many songs.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have a love for cars and motorcycles, I've been told by several people when I said that. I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, he loves this. Like, I'm like, okay, I know nothing about it, but...
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up, my dad builds custom motorcycles and hot rods and stuff like that. So, grew up in his shop watching him build things. And I think that's probably where part of my inspiration for music came from, is watching him create something out of nothing for building bikes and cars. Kind of like a song. You create something out of nothing, really.
Yeah.
And
every piece has to be there for it to work,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So, growing up watching him build all that kind of stuff, it was super... super good life lessons watching that happen and learning patience and how things take time and that kind of stuff. And then, I think that's where my inspiration for the creative side of what I do kind of came.
Yeah, because you have like a country rock kind of sound to you. Growing up, obviously, with a blue-collar family, your dad being a mechanic.
Yeah.
Is it any coincidence that the two sort of most blue-collar styles of music... is sort of, you kind of blended them together for yourself?
Absolutely. I actually grew up a lot on Southern Rock. My dad's a big Southern Rock fan.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of crossover stuff between Southern Rock and country. And my mom was actually like a big 80s hard rock and like hair metal fan, which in Want Me, there's like pretty rock and roll drums and it's pretty heavy and stuff like that. So we tried to pull some of those influences that were what I grew up listening to into the music.
Yeah. Well, the station I work at is like... Well, the slogan is where rock and country collides. Every time I, like, Sweet Home Alabama's there, I'm like, that literally was what this, I swear that song came on, that's where the slogan came from.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
And your kind of music kind of trends in that kind of way with the country rock vibe.
Yeah,
so I'm
absolutely.
Like, okay, this is, that's why I love doing Media Row in that, because I always get exposed to a lot of new artists, and I'm like, okay, this is really good. I'm not sure I may have come across it otherwise if it had not been for Rochelle reaching out. I'm like, okay. Like, I always listen to everything before I say yes to anybody almost.
Totally.
I'm like, okay, yeah, 100%, yeah. Put me down, Rochelle, put me down.
Well, thanks, I appreciate
that.
Put it in the books. I appreciate that. And it's been good getting to hang out throughout the week and see around and stuff like that as well. So it's nice
You say that now, but down the line, you're just like, oh, God, this guy again.
No, I don't think so. But it's always nice when you get to hang with someone before you get to do an interview and chat with them and just like kind of break the ice and...
Oh, yeah.
Beer.
Well, yeah, that's why I was... Or a shot of tequila that night, but... Yeah, and like that's why I was like very adamant to try to see you perform. And like Megan, I'm like, okay, I'm interviewing these people. I gotta find a way to see this, because I'm like, I'm sitting there watching this, going, just as good live as he sounds on the record. Obviously, it's a little different because you're doing things acoustically than with the actual guitar. But I'm like, oh wow, this is really damn good.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming out for that. I appreciate it. There's much going on, and just it means a lot to me. You took the time to come out and watch the show.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, there's so many things going on. Like even the CCMAs have events competing with each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that's tonight. I think they have it competing against each other. I'm like, okay. Which one of these am I going to?
Capitalize on everything. Wherever it is, they're, at least they're going to be at a CCMA event.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, okay. I'm even thinking, like, okay, there's a lot of people I'd love to see this weekend. I'm like, am I going to run into them with their schedule versus what I'm doing? Is it going to hybrid? And I'm still like, okay, I got to find a way to see these people perform. It's like, I always hate it when it's like, the whole reason I was at the Palomino was like, I needed to see Katie Hurt play because I interviewed her and I'd never seen her play, and she's from the UK, so it's not... Yeah. That's an expensive ticket to see her play.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah, it's basically like a 72-hour marathon of, like, how many people can you see? What can you get caught up on? And hopefully you have time for a nap in between.
So, like, you were mentioning before, like, Want Me had the most streamed song there, didn't get released a single. How do you sort of view the success of radio and streaming? I was, like, hearing people's... thoughts on this. So
totally, I think it's all subjective to each thing that's happening, and I think that in radio and in streaming there's a lot of little successes that you can have, and I've been trying to acknowledge and like pat myself on the back and pat the team on the back for all the little successes we're having. So whether that's like an ad at radio or an extra 1,000 streams on Spotify or those kind of things, it's like they all add up to creating bigger moments in the end.
Okay.
So I think that, I think that the success between them is just kind of being thankful for every little win that you can get. Because definitely, like, as an independent artist, there's
sometimes an up-and-coming one as well. Yeah. So
less opportunities than if you have a big team and stuff like that. So I'm just super thankful for all the little wins that we can have that keep moving us forward.
Do you enjoy the fact of being an independent artist? Obviously, it doesn't come with the heavy push and promotion that other people get, but...
Yeah, I think that it's, like, especially for me, it's really important to understand everything that's happening, especially inside the business, and understand what each part of the business looks like and how to be successful at those different parts. So when we do add team members and bring different people onto the team, I have an understanding of what they're doing and why they're doing it. And then also... I think it teaches you your weaknesses as well, because as an artist, your specialty isn't going to be PR. Your specialty isn't going to be all those things. So learning what your weaknesses are as an artist so that you can bring people on the team to help move that forward.
That's why usually at the end of all these things, if people have the time, I ask, how was it? I'm like, just tell me the honest truth, because I can't get better if you don't tell me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So far, nobody's said anything bad at
all.
And every person I've ever interviewed, like, nobody's saying any bad things. I'm like... Okay, I'm not Howard Stern here. Like, I'm not a master of this. There's got to be something I can improve on. Tell me.
No, but I'll tell you one thing that I love about your interview. It's so conversational. A lot of times...
Always go that way, but...
But it's just, like, a super conversational, and it makes it easy to just, like, sit and chat.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm like, okay, like, see you play.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Okay, I'm like, okay, I know that's him. Go introduce myself.
Yeah.
So at least there's not that...
Totally.
...little feeling out period when there's a limited amount of time.
Exactly.
I try to get a conversation. When I listen to him back, I'm going, ooh, that could have been a better transition. This could have been better. That wouldn't sound very conversational. Like, shit.
Well, you're killing it.
Oh, well, thank you so much, man, for coming by.
Absolutely. Thanks for chatting with me.
Yeah, and I look forward to running into you the rest of the weekend and hearing all the music you pump out in the future.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate that. Thanks.